If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know the customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. Very nice to have you along with us today. We are here to remind you that small business is big business. Your business is our business. Fine, how do you do to you?
Fantastic.
Did you have a wonderful happy Mother's Day?
I did. Thank you for asking.
Lovely.
Right? Yeah,
lovely.
It was beautiful. Beautiful weather here in Colorado. Yeah. And thank goodness, because I hear Colorado is going to... We're still in line to get bad weather.
They said the S word on the TV today. They said snow maybe at the end of the week.
Wrong season, Mother Nature. Maybe, you know what happened?
Huh?
Is Mother Nature, her kids didn't wake her up with breakfast in bed.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't bring her flowers, didn't buy her card, her dinner.
I called my mama.
You did?
I did. I did.
Wow.
Right. Right. Yeah, I called my mom, said hello, and... wish her a very happy Mother's Day, and we had a great conversation. She wants to say, well, do you want to talk to Dad? And I do eventually, but I want to talk to you. I called you, your phone, and it was good. It was very nice.
That was very nice. Mm-hmm. Was woken up on Mother's Day morning by I heard the door, the bedroom door open, and I figured it was my husband bringing me a cup of coffee.
Yeah, so we could do this.
So I rolled over, and it was my son bringing me a cup of coffee. That smells good.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, see, that works. He just wafted his coffee over to me. It totally works.
You're awake.
Yeah, it totally works.
So your son brought you coffee.
Yeah, and my husband, he said, yeah, he had the biggest smile he said he's seen in ages. He says, you've got a crush on that kid. And I kind of do. I have a little mom crush on my son.
You know what? So, that's okay.
I love that. He had to go to work, and so first, you know, I usually spend Mother's Day without my kids because they'll go off and visit their grandmas.
Right.
So it's not my first Mother's Day that I spent without my kids, but I didn't have my kids to be without this time.
Yeah, your daughters are off in Orlando, Florida, and Michael had to work.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
Wow.
So it was a typical Mother's Day.
Typical, but a little different from the angle. All right. Well, fantastic. Well, I'm glad that you had a great time, and I hope we wish all of our listeners who are mothers a belated, but we did it last week, so it was early Mother's Day as well. Hey, Andrew, what's our hashtag kindness act of the day?
Well, I'm going to tell you what our hashtag kindness act of the day is. Last week, though, I have to give you a little background on it.
Okay.
So last week we had a kindness act of the day of whether or not it was acceptable to buy yourself flowers.
Correct.
As the kindness act of the day.
That is correct.
And we landed that it was okay as a kindness act to buy yourself flowers. You could also buy somebody else flowers while you were there. But we tagged in the Facebook post one of our Experience Pros Network members.
Yes.
Who's a floral shop.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, oh my gosh, here's this light bulb moment. Here's a chance for me on social media to tag all of our Experience Pros Network members in these kindness acts of the day.
Yes.
So I put it out to our members. If you guys want me to hashtag you, just tell me what your kindness act of the day is and tie that in, and I'm thrilled to do that. We do this every single day.
And that offer stands again as well today.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, it doesn't?
Nobody took me up on it. One person. One person took me up on it, so I shared his kindness act of the day, but now I'm back on my own. Y'all are on your own.
Oh.
Right?
You could probably change her mind if you hashtag kindness act of the day. Say something nice.
I went searching for it, and there was nothing there. It took me, like, I had to scroll through all of the posts. I had to work. And then there was nothing there. I thought, oh, my gosh, nobody even wants me to hashtag them.
We have eight listeners by way of Facebook Live
now,
right
now.
Don't
you them. This isn't even
use
on the table.
Use the hashtag
Eric
kindness
Kramer, you are
act
not listening
of the day.
Of course, what's new? I mean, this is not unusual.
That's not nice.
Hashtag kindness act of the day is be gentle to yourself.
Okay.
And that actually came from last week when I had this light bulb moment, and he was here for it. Robert Johnson with a New Look Outlook Counseling Services,
yes.
A New Outlook Counseling
New Outlook.
Services.
Yep.
And so if you need to talk to someone, need to bring a little peace, need some a way to bring some more gentleness into your world, we recommend a New Outlook Counseling Services.
Absolutely.
But the kindness act of the day is be gentle to yourself.
Be gentle to yourself. Hashtag do what Robert said, did. I'm just saying it can't hurt. It'd be nice. You can still stick it to yourself.
It was.
But that's, I'm just saying, okay.
Hmm. Okay.
What you got?
Huh.
I came across an article that is pretty cool. You know, there are a lot of kids graduating from college these days and moving into the workforce. And I came across an article. Andrew Thomas says there are a few life lessons that all 20-somethings need to know. Interested?
How many of them do you know?
Well, let's count and find out. Number one is have fun. Have some fun. And you know something? I know that one.
Yes, I do.
This is fun. This show is fun. Working with you is fun. Here's what some people don't tell you about. The hustling of the 24/7, all the money in the world can't buy freedom, friendships, or spontaneity. And so among other things, have a little fun.
Isn't that like C number one?
That is number one.
Oh, that's still number one. Oh, that's still number one. I thought you had moved on.
No. Number two.
Invest
in meaningful relationships. But meaningful relationships are more important than a lot of the other contacts that you might have in your database. I think it was you, Angel, who said, if you have so many contacts in your database that you don't have enough time or impetus to pick up the phone and call them, then it's time to either ping or purge.
You know, and I think when it comes to professional relationships, there's something a little, there's definitely something to that. But when we're talking about meaningful relationships, you know, when you're in school, you probably had a couple of buddies, right?
Sure.
You know, a couple of dear girlfriends that you were close to. Once you graduate and everybody goes off their own ways and your schedules don't force you together,
right.
Maybe you don't live in the same neighborhoods anymore, you don't live in the same dorm, you don't see each other in the hallways or see each other in the same classes. I mean, there's a lot that life throws at you with your friends as you're growing up. And then when you graduate, you're kind of scattered across the country.
Sure.
And, you know, maybe you got a job someplace else or they went home from where you guys were in college. And so staying in touch with those people, even though they're not here, they're not still connected, and not in a group post, but in an actual private messaging,
right.
And text messages.
Right. Actually developing
like
a relationship.
One-on-one.
Yeah.
Not one-to-many, but
right.
One-on-one. But it does. It takes a little work because you think, well, I posted.
Right.
Y'all should just see that. Not always when
that
you're building those meaningful relationships.
Not how that works. Here's another one. Discover the magic of flow. Again, we're talking about Andrew Thomas's life lessons that all 20-somethings need to know. But you know what? If you're a multiple of a 20-something, you probably need to know it as well. Discover the magic of flow. He says, I define flow as the process of setting intentions, putting energy into those intentions, and allowing the results to unflow without trying to control the process.
A boy wrote this, didn't he?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Are you disapproving?
No, I just am noticing that a boy wrote this.
I think Andrew's probably given name is Andrew. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a gentleman. Only because I don't think that a woman would write flow in things that 20-somethings need to know.
I'm so sorry. I totally did not go there. But now that we're all there, I apologize if I brought up a crudism. The next thing is to say yes to opportunities, and then I'm going to add and know when to say no. Serendipity favors those who say yes to various meetups, events, trips, meetings, even if there isn't necessarily a clear reason for going. However, there is power, authority, and freedom in knowing when to say no.
Always. You know, I think that sometimes, but as you're trying to find yourself, you're saying yes to a lot of new things, a lot of opportunities, sure. And you don't always know what the end game is.
Right.
You know, who am I going to meet there? What's the purpose? Am I getting anything out of this? But you have to kind of get out of your own selfishness sometimes and think, you know, it's, even though we always think what's in it for me,
yeah,
there might be something in it for me that I'm not even aware of yet, that I don't even realize could be on my horizon.
Right.
And so saying yes to new opportunities, new friends, new invitations, new ideas, new clothing, you know, new wardrobe.
All of it.
All of that is a part of finding yourself and finding your path.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we're going to deviate off of Andrew's lessons, but go back to one of our listeners who is also a man who wrote this, and I'm not sure. I think this one's pretty cool. But I'm not sure if this is a hashtag kindness act of the day, because he didn't use the hashtag kindness act of the day like our good friend Robert Johnson did. But it might be a lesson for 20-somethings. And that is, be patient and kind. According to listener Dennis, that is something that we can do. And I think that's something we should do. Be patient and kind.
Always. Yeah. You know, we've time to slow down, breathe a little bit, take a pause before you speak the thought that is in your head.
Absolutely.
You won't learn that lesson here, but that is a good one.
You might.
20-something.
Finally, take care of yourself. We appreciate you for tuning in. This is the Experience Pros Radio Show, home of positive business talk. Thanks for listening. Share us on Facebook, if you will. Just click the share button on this video. We appreciate you. For those of you who are driving, you can just pick up your phone and call somebody. Say, you got to tune in this radio station. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the...
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. Very nice to have you along with us today. Oh boy, it's going to be a great day. You know how I know? Coach Brew's in the house.
Coach John Brubaker. You can find him online at Coach Brew, CoachBrew.com. That's B-R-U. Did I say that right?
You did.
B-R-U. Somehow my head is hearing something different than what's actually coming out of my mouth.
Coach, could be the East Coast translation.
Coach Brew, we're so excited to have you on the Experience Pros Radio Show today.
Great to be here with you.
What? Come on.
Wow.
Everybody get up and march.
Coach is in the house. Thank you. Thank you, Chad, for that. Coach Brew, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fabulous, thanks to Chad playing the coach theme song.
Isn't that exciting? Is that your? Is that like your new walk-on song? Do you ever use that when you're speaking?
I might have to start doing that. Do I have to get Craig T. Nelson's permission to use that?
Not anymore. It's
awesome.
Chad says I didn't.
We didn't. and if you do, you didn't hear that from us.
No, I didn't hear anything.
All right, Coach Brew, how do we help people be more awesome today?
You help them maximize their time. You know, we got a little scary math that we're going to hit some listeners right between the eyes with, but you know what? You got some really, really smart listeners who I bet they're already doing some of this because they listen to you and your show.
All right. Well, there's the hype. What are you talking about there?
Fun fact, Eric.
Uh-oh.
Did you know the average American spends almost 60 minutes commuting to and from work every day?
I think we're overachievers.
Yeah, we are
overachievers
over
here. Yeah.
Did you know the human head weighs 8 pounds?
I hate traffic.
You know, dogs and bees can smell fear.
You know, Coach Brew, I hate traffic. It takes so much time. I feel like I'm wasting time. You know, what should only take me, 20 to 30 minutes is taking me 50 to 60 minutes, and that's just one way. But there's no, with the way Colorado's growing, there just doesn't seem to be a way around it.
Yeah, and if you think about how much time we spend commuting, we can think about what we do with that time. And when I say commuting, it could be planes, trains, automobiles, it could be anything. But if you look at that 60-minute commute every day, that's 9 full days a year. 9 days is 216 hours.
Wow.
That's
wow,
a lot
seriously.
Of time.
So yeah, that is.
How are you using that? Are you playing Sudoku while someone drives you to work? Are you sitting on the train? Are you polluting your mind and your mood with negative news, mindlessly scrolling through social media? Or are you feeding yourself vitamins for the mind, listening to positive business talk, and getting an education that doesn't take place in school? That's the big question for everybody today that I have for them.
216 hours. That's no chump change.
No, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. That's more than a week, right? That's a lot.
It gets worse, though, or better, depending on how you do you waste that time or do you invest it? That's what determines whether it gets better or worse. Because on that commute, the average American spends about 42 hours stuck in traffic annually.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
And it's only getting worse with population growth. So think about that. That's more than a work week. If we want to put some perspective, the broader perspective of all this, those 9 full days a year we spend commuting, that's like 40% of the credit hours you'd need to earn an advanced degree.
Oh, my goodness.
2 years of commuting. Yeah, 2 years of commuting, you could have the equivalent of an MBA in professional development if you invested your time instead of just wasting it doing meaningless and frivolous things.
Oh, my gosh. You know, and we don't think anything of it. Yeah. It's just a few minutes. It's mindless. Like, I'm sitting in traffic, and so I'll listen to the radio or for the passengers scrolling through Facebook or whatever. But that's a lot of time. I used to do books on tape, when we would travel. I would always get books on tape when we would travel because, you're going to be spending hours in the car. And so it seemed like a smart way to pass the time. But we are spending hours in the car. Yeah. And so Coach Brew, do you have some, and besides the Experience Pros radio show, which people can tune into when we're on, but besides that time, do you have any recommendations for things that you listen to for that professional development, personal development, great little podcasts that you use?
Well, of course. First, I'd have to say lists that save my business. I mean, that's number one. That's a no-brainer. That should be at the top of everyone's list, right?
Yes, thank you.
There you go. See what I did there?
I do see it.
I'm taking notes furiously, John. How to win points and influence Angel.
This is what matters most, folks.
Absolutely.
So I like to. You mentioned books on tape, and I mentioned that fabulous read known as List That Saved My Business. But I like to affectionately refer to that informal education as Dashboard University. You think about the amount of dashboard, or some people call it windshield time, that they get every day. I think we got to be really mindful about what we plug into there and how precious our time is. And before I make any recommendations, I would share this with you. Think about some of the other areas where we waste time. You know why I wear cowboy boots or slip-on shoes almost exclusively?
Because you look hot. You look great.
She almost said. She almost said hot.
I think she just she sometimes stutters. She has to put an H before every word so she can get it out.
I might have a thing for guys in cowboy boots, Coach Brew.
Why do you wear slip-ons?
There you go. So I wear slip-on shoes for one reason. You spend almost 25 seconds at a time tying your shoes. You're thinking about how many times you take your shoes, put your shoes on, take them off. Let's say it's 4 times a day over 365 days. And let's say your average lifespan, is 80 years. That's 30 days when you add up all of that scary math that you spend over the course of your lifetime tying your shoes. That's over a month spent tying your shoes.
Wow.
And that's not counting like the days that you go through airport security, add on more time there. But so I wanted to eliminate that from my life.
Yeah,
this is fascinating. I hope you have a few more to share with us, Coach Brew. We want to keep you over the commercial break. Can we do that?
Oh, absolutely. I got another great one for you that will revolutionize your life.
Love that. And one of our listeners asks, who spends 25 seconds tying their shoes? Usually people with big bellies like me who can't reach them in the first place. I'm sure our listener will know who I'm talking about. We'll be back right after these messages.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to bizradioclub.com.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe it would just be adding insult to injury for the out-of-work horses.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG. FANBRAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us for ours. Today's hashtag kindness act of the day, be gentle to yourself. That is, don't beat yourself up too hard. You are the only you you have. And that kindness act of the day brought to us by Robert Johnson from A New Outlook Counseling Services in Highlands Ranch.
Yes, thank you so much, Robert, for that. Well, before we went to commercial break, we had our friend Coach John Brubaker on the line talking about just fascinating us with how much time we spend doing regular mundane things, such as tying our shoes, sitting in traffic, commuting, all of that, and how we can turn those, how we can simplify our time, and instead of being so wasteful, being more mindful with that. And Coach Brew, how long did you say, how much time do we spend in our lifetime tying our shoes?
30 days
tying the shoes.
That's incredible. So just by putting slip-on shoes, you've bought yourself back a month of your life.
Right.
And so little things like that, you can improve the quality of your life, and it doesn't have to be, you know, it doesn't have to be this. We always want more time in the day, right? We always say, "I wish I had more time, more days in the week." Well, here's how you can get it. Coach Brew has our magic answer. Coach Brew, thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Little things do make a big difference.
Yeah, they do. Have you met my co-host?
Okay, so what other interesting facts do you have for us for how much time we're spending?
Well, I don't encourage you to skimp on this area, but just to give you an idea just how precious your time is, you know, Now, all the experts will say you need to get 8 hours of sleep, a good solid 8 hours of sleep. Well, if there's 24 hours in the day, you're spending a third of your day, in essence, a third of your life sleeping. Now, that's over 25 years when you add it all up that we spend sleeping.
Now, John, we need the sleep, though. Are you going to tell us that we got to stop that?
We do. I issued the disclaimer. I'm not encouraging you to skimp on this, but I'm trying to paint the picture that we, you know, 24 hours in a day is really actually 16 hours if you subtract out the amount of sleep we're supposed to get.
Sure.
And so everything else we do during that time becomes magnified in terms of its importance. So, and Eric, I'll tell you, I'm not encouraging you to skip doing what I'm about to say completely. But if you think about it, we spend probably about 4 minutes brushing our teeth every day. When you add that up over the course of, say, 80 years, your teeth ordered, brushing your dentures, that's 162 days of your life you spend brushing your teeth.
For which there is no substitute, folks. There is no substitute.
I'm not encouraging you to be, like, toothless and shoeless.
Oh.
The toothless, shoeless insomniac.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I am encouraging you to do is to look carefully at how you spend your time. Can you create some incremental gains in your life?
Hey, John, one of our listeners just chimes in and says, multitask. Brush those teeth while you're taking the shower.
I do that.
Do you? Do not brush your teeth while you're sitting on the toilet. I'm just saying.
That is exactly what I do. I brush my teeth and I shave in the shower. Not to get too intimate and personal, but I look for incremental gains like that. And I'm encouraging everyone to look for that. And I think the biggest window that you have to do that isn't cheating yourself when it comes to tying your shoes, sleeping, or brushing your teeth, but it is what you can do during your daily commute, because that's a fact of life. That's a reality for all of us, is we have time on the way to and from work that we could either waste or invest. And when you invest that time, you get a return.
You know, and Coach, I'm so glad you're bringing this up, because I go through seasons where I'm really intentional about, you know, using that car time for development. Sure. But then, you know, you finish a podcast or you finish a book and you didn't have one kind of in the backup plan, and you get away from the habit, and then, you know, months can go by and you've just kind of gotten out of the habit and developed a new, you know, not useful habit. And so thank you for bringing this today, because I think we all know how valuable
Absolutely.
That time is. It, whether you're driving or a passenger, planes, trains, or automobiles, that is valuable time. And I think of it when I've got, like I said, big increments of time, if I'm going to be on a plane or we're going on a road trip. But that daily, every day, putting good stuff in can really make a difference in our attitude, how we even react and respond to traffic, the mood we're in when we show up for work, the mood we're in when we show up at home at the end of the day. It's got so many benefits to it, and it's right there. We don't even have to change a habit.
Right.
We don't even have to buy cowboy boots, though we should.
Yeah, absolutely right. But everyone should own a pair. I don't trust a person that doesn't own a pair of boots.
Well, and you know what would increase my mood every day is if I took on a new habit. Angel, you came across an interesting statistic about how much time people spend kissing.
I did.
Every day. How much time in their lifetime?
Oh, I think
it's like 8 days.
Yeah,
so like 8 days of
kissing.
And you know what? You're not doing it right. I got to spend a lot more time than that. I'm just saying. And if anybody wants to agree with me, you know where to find me.
Eric's going to improve how much time he spends kissing.
I'm just going to. I'm going to help the averages.
Or if they need practice getting better at that, they
right.
should probably reach out to you too.
Absolutely.
Right?
You know, I'm here as a servant. Willing and able, very able, to help. Sorry, John, didn't mean to derail that, but, you know, somebody had to say something.
Not at all.
And,
Angel, your co-host, Angel, he's a great humanitarian.
I am. And listener Nick, shame on you.
He is.
He is something, that is for sure. And so we appreciate him for that. Coach Brew, I want to make sure that our listeners are able to connect with you. You wrote the book Stadium Status, Taking Your Business to Stadium Status. You've got some great resources for them. How do they connect with you?
Oh, they can just go to coachbrew.com. The nice thing about Stadium Status is it's also an audio book. So if you're listening to this saying, you know what, I'm not a reader, or I get car sick or sick on the bus or the train reading, well, you know what, you can plug your headphones in and you can pick up a copy of that on Audible. But, you know, whether it's my book or anything else, I strongly encourage you to invest your time in personal or professional development while you're commuting.
I second that.
Absolutely.
As well. Stadium Status. Pick it up. Read it. Listen to it while you're commuting. If you get nothing else out of today, you are going to love that. You're going to love what Stadium Status does for you and for your business. Coach Brew, we love that you're on with us every month. Thanks so much for taking the time today.
Pleasure's all mine. Thank you both.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, he started a conversation or two or three or ten.
Online. Here's how about this one. Women spend 17 years of their lives trying to lose weight. 17 years, ladies.
I'm probably right there. Yeah. What else? What else you got?
2.5 years cooking.
Uh-huh.
3.66 years eating, which is about 67 minutes a day. And the total amount we consume in a lifetime is close to 35 tons, which is why we have to spend 17 years of our life trying to lose.
17 years for 35 tons? Mm-hmm. That's a fair trade.
Spend 1.5 years in the bathroom. They say the average person goes 4 times a day, and we spend a total of 92 days sitting on the potty. But men, you spend 4 more minutes a day on the potty than we women do.
4 more minutes?
4 more minutes a day.
That can't possibly be accurate.
It's a
like
day.
40 more minutes a day. I'm just saying. That's the way it used to be in my household. I don't know.
All right. Well, here it's only going to take you 1 minute. 1 minute. You got 1 minute. Don't tie your shoes for 2 days.
All right.
And you can sign up for the Experience Pros Network, our free listing online at experiencepros.com. It gets you all the goodies of being part of the Experience Pros Network, including 4 weeks of our Power Boost Mastermind that kicks off every single Monday morning. It's your brain in the right frame of mind.
Absolutely. We had a fantastic Power Boost Monday. And I'm telling you, folks, you will love this. If you are not a member of the Experience Pros Network, you know what? You can be above average, take 30 seconds to fill out that form because it really doesn't take a minute. And then now you've saved a minute.
Now you've saved a
minute. And you can practice kissing.
Buy some cowboy boots. All right. I'm falling behind, Eric.
You are?
I'm falling really behind.
How's that?
Women spend 8 years of their life shopping. That's 1 hour every single day. I am behind. I don't shop for an hour every day.
Does it count online shopping?
I would count that as online shopping, but I don't spend an hour every day.
Throwing the flag. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. We've got a fantastic show continuing for you. If you're looking by way of online right now, will you hit the share button? So thankful for the 5 who already have. We'll be back. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
The Experience Pros.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now, 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now, 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Very nice to have you along with us today. My goodness, it's a good day.
I'm glad you think so.
I'm motivated.
Are you motivated?
You betcha.
All right. So do you have any tricks for how you keep yourself motivated?
Yes.
That you can share out loud.
I'm sorting.
You're sorting.
Yeah.
I'm filtering. Sorting. Filtering. Nope. Can't say. Can't share. All right. Well, while you're filtering, okay. Thank you for that, by the way. I'm going to share some tips that I actually found by Rachel Nussbaum. She wrote it at greatest.com.
All right.
Ways to motivate yourself that really work. And here's a quote that I actually shared with our mastermind group this morning in our Power Boost.
Yeah.
Is that that so often many of us are high achievers and we're pretty motivated. We're pretty good at staying self-motivated. There's a problem. Let's fix it. What's broken? And, you know, find a need, fill the need. I think that's kind of the essence of an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And so, but one of the things that I read recently or heard somebody else say recently was that even at our, you know, giving 50, 60, 70%, we're inspiring the socks off of other people.
Sure.
We're not giving it our all.
No.
We have more to give, but we don't really even have to play full out to impress the socks off.
Of most people. Yeah, I agree with
because
that.
Because we're already high achievers anyways.
Yep.
But even for high achievers, there are things on our to-do list. There are things in our goals. There are things in our path that we want to achieve that we're kind of putting off to. Or we might get ourselves a little bit out of balance. And so while our, you know, we might be really great at business, but, you know, we might feel like we're not really quite cutting it in the mom world. Or we might have our faith really strong, but our finances are struggling. And so there's, you know, always one area that is just needs a little extra help, a little extra TLC. So how do you motivate yourself in the area that needs a little bit of extra motivation? And so here's what Rachel Nussbaum says.
All right.
First thing she says, write down why you want it.
You know, that goes right to the heart of most anything that you want to accomplish is ask yourself the why. What is it about that is attractive to you? If you put it in writing and One of the studies that I just recently read over the weekend was you've got to write it. It is not the same as typing it into your computer. You've got to write it, handwriting on paper. So go find a pen or one of those old computers, a pencil, and use that.
Did you say an old computer, yeah, a pencil?
Yeah, you know the sharp end?
Yeah.
That's the print. And the rubber end, that's the delete.
The original computer.
The original computer.
Got it. Mm-hmm. That's funny. You had to have seen that on a meme somewhere.
Thank you for blowing my cover.
Yeah, right? Yep. All right, so we're trying to keep you motivated. Keep a running list of things that make you smile.
This is probably one of the things I would have brought to the, you know, past the filters.
Mm-hmm.
What motivates me? Mm-hmm. Things that make me smile.
Mm.
And so I try to go where things, people, events make me smile.
And if you find yourself not going, you know, going through your day and just really grumpy, you know, grumpy at what you have in your closet, grumpy at what you're eating for breakfast, grumpy at the traffic, grumpy at where your office is, you know, the direction your desk faces, whatever it is. If you find yourself just being grumpy all the time, of course you're not going to be motivated. So what in there makes you happy? You know, put on your favorite red shirt that just brings out the color in your face and
turn your desk to the mountains.
Yes, right. You know, take a different way to work. Believe it or not, there's more than one way to go to work. There's more than one parking spot. You probably park in the same parking spot every single day. You have the same exact routine. You go to the exact same coffee shop. Like, shake it up a little bit and find some joy in the day.
All right.
Start small.
You know, I did a little bit of the training today in our Breakthrough Mastermind, and part of that was start small. Start ridiculously small. And how small? Well, if you think, tell yourself, I really want to do a whole bunch, I want to get fit, do one push-up, just one push-up today. Or spend 1 minute in yoga or meditation. Pick up the phone to make one phone call. Now, here's the secret to that. If you start ridiculously small, that's the minimum. But you can do more if you're so inclined. So maybe you've got enough to give 2 push-ups or 10. You have the right to go ahead and step up, but you got to do something.
It's a good place to start.
That's right.
Right? Version 1 is better than version none.
Amen.
Start small, start ridiculously small. You know, and I find myself, I get myself so stuck in routines. You know, going to bed at the same time, you know, watching the same program before I go to bed and reading the same books, or having just, I get myself so stuck in a routine.
Right.
One, because I know if I create it as a part of my routine, it'll become a habit.
Sure.
And I'll do it. I'll do the thing. So I put it in my routine, whether, you know, it's in my morning routine or in my evening routine or in my work routine. I have routines in order to make sure I'm doing all the things that have to get done. I know if I don't schedule it, it won't happen.
Right.
But every now and then I just get I've had enough of the routine.
Yep.
I feel too structured, too bound. Like, it takes me now an hour. I've got to start going to bed an hour before,
so
because I have
do?
20,000 things that I put into my routine. I skip it all. I throw the whole routine out the window and say, I am done with that. I'm creating a new routine, and I start small with just one thing that I'm doing.
All right.
In the morning or in the evenings. And I have been known to throw, you know, I'm so predictable, this is it, and this is who I am, and this is where you can find me, and you know that if it's 7:32, this is where I'm at, because this is my routine. But, and my husband says it usually hits in 5-year increments that I just go, you know what, I'm done with that. And I'm making a new routine for me.
Wow.
And so, and you do, you just have to start small. Like, that served me then.
Yeah.
But now it's just.
It irritates.
It's a routine.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily serving me anymore. And I'm bound up because I've got so many things that I'm doing.
Yep.
I've got to get rid of this in order to make room for the new. It's like pruning a tree.
All right.
Or pruning a rose bush.
I understand
so
that.
To speak. He says, look your excuses in the eye.
Absolutely.
They're your greatest enemy. If you see you're using an excuse, correct it. And you can say, I used to think that way.
Yeah.
I used to do it like that.
We called those ants today. And those are automatic negative thoughts. Look at those excuses and say, if that starts, then I'll do this. If I say to myself, I'm not going to go walking, then I go to the closet and put on my walking shoes. Right? if-then statements will help you look excuses in the eye, and you'll gain mastery, motivational tips at work, thanks to this article on thegreatest.com. We'll be back after the top of the hour news. Hour two, next on the Experience Pros Radio Network.
You're listening to the...
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. And if you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.